For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's hockey team is Kiki Radke, the junior forward out of Hastings, Minnesota, and also one of the alternate captains for this Beaver squad. And Kiki, last weekend was senior weekend. Of course, your two fellow captains, Missy Hunt, the senior captain, and Emily Berglund, the other alternate captain, were celebrated with this team. What have they meant to you in this 3 years so far?
Oh, they've meant a ton to our whole class. I know when we came in as freshmen, you know, you didn't know anything. And they welcomed us in with open arms, just like the rest of their class did. And they were always leaders to us. They always showed us how to be good in the classroom and how to come to the rink every day focused and ready to perform. And I think they were great leaders on this team, and that's the reason that we've had the success that we've had this year. And I hope that everyone in my class and the other classes can take something away from both of them, because they're great people and they're going to be great friends in all of our lives.
Take us back to last weekend against the Gophers. You guys go toe-to-toe with now the WCHA regular season champs. Came close to beating them on Saturday. What do you take from those two games?
We can take a lot from it. Just know that the more we get pucks and people to the net, the tougher it is for goalies. And that's going to be key this weekend, is to take away Rooney's eyes as much as possible. Keeping pucks low, creating those rebounds that we know she can cough up. And then going to the net with a sense of urgency and wanting to put the puck in the net. I think there was times last weekend where we just weren't quite there and determined to do it. And I think this weekend it's going to come.
Your team got off to kind of a rough start of the 2018-19 season, but you look at the second half here and how much you guys have battled to get to where you are. Your record doesn't show how good this hockey team is, does it?
No, it doesn't at all. I mean, in those, what we start, 9-1, in those games, we knew that we were in almost all of them. It's not like we got crushed in any of them. So it was just a matter of sticking to our game plan, trusting the process, and believing in each other, and we came out of it, and I think we're all happy that we did. And it showed a lot about our character on our team.
Your team has gone 1-3 against the Bulldogs this season. That's the team you're going to face this weekend in the playoffs. But you've had some success against them, especially there in the playoffs. Do you look back at that at all going into this weekend, or do you use that kind of as something to kind of jumpstart you?
I think you look at it a little bit just as a belief factor, knowing that we did it last year. Why can't we do it again this year? We have a lot of people returning this year who were in those same shoes as last year. So we know what it takes. We know the mindset that it takes. And I think it helps, but we don't want to focus on last year just because we had success there. We need to focus on this year, a new team. They have a new team, and we just got to be ready to go.
What's the mindset going into this game against Duluth, knowing that you are 1-3 against them?
We just got to take it 20 at a time. The record up until this point doesn't mean anything. The past is the past, and playoff hockey brings about different teams. I mean, anyone can upset anyone. Anyone can beat anyone. And I think we just need to forget about what's happened this whole season and just be ready to play this Friday.
Coach is always talking about being fearless, having fun, and having faith in yourself. What does that mantra mean to you?
I think he just reminds us that we need to play our game. Each and every one of us has a role on this team, and as long as we perform to how each of us knows individually how we can do, that's going to incorporate a lot of team success. And that's what's happened this year, is people have bought into their roles and they become the best teammates that they can be and the best player they can be, and that's what's turned our season into a successful one so far.
Road tripping with the Beavs, what's your favorite part of it?
Probably the team meals when people have to sing, or turns into a whole collaboration of people singing.
There have been some good ones this year. Of course, it all comes down to the shootout in that Thursday before the game on the road. And I know you're one of the people that usually ends up winning a shootout or two during the year. Who have you picked over the years to sing?
Gosh, well, we always have to pick the freshman. So I guess if you win early in the season, you have to pick a freshman, technically. I guess I don't really remember who I picked this year. I might have missed them since there was only five of them. So I might have missed the cut. I don't remember.
Favorite roommate on the road?
Okay, well, this is a funny story. Me and Lexi Baker cannot be roommates ever again, because we were in Mankato and our heater went out, our air conditioner started making weird noises, our room keys stopped working. So the one person I can't be roommates with is her. So anyone else is a win.
That's a great story. I didn't hear about that one. Okay, pregame meal. Are you more of the pasta girl, or do you go for the protein, or both?
I'm more of the pasta type of kid. Yeah.
as much pasta as possible to get all that energy, right?
Pretty much.
What's it going to take to get a couple wins this weekend and head to the final faceoff?
Just belief in ourselves. Believe that we can play well, believe that we can win, and believe that we can make it to the final faceoff, I think, is going to be key.
Good luck this weekend, Kiki. I know you can do it.
Thank you.